Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Vice President Harris blaming the Border Patrol for immigration chaos in Texas. Joe Biden's approval rating plummets in Iowa. Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending plan stalls in Congress. Black Lives Matter wants to cancel a famous New York restaurant. Also ahead, the worst political feud we've seen, Pelosi versus Trump. But first, Vice President Harris telling reporters she's, quote, deeply troubled by the treatment of Haitians at the U.S.-Mexico border. Ms. Harris vowing a full review after pictures showed federal agents on horses trying to stop migrants from entering the USA near Del Rio, Texas. One of the pictures, a guy had a strap or a whip. One member of the Border Patrol accuses the administration of throwing the entire agency under the bus. No doubt bad things are happening down there. And isn't Kamala Harris supposed to be in charge? President Biden's approval rating taking a hit in Iowa, with less than a third of residents there giving him a thumbs up. Mr. Biden's current job approval rating stands at just 31% compared to 62% who disapprove in the Hawkeye state, which, as you know, is one of the first primary situations. The Democrats' massive $3.5 trillion spending package stalling as more moderate lawmakers question the huge price tag. Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema urging legislators to slash trillions in entitlement programs. Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders supports the bill, saying anything less than $3.5 trillion is unacceptable. Well, he's not going to get $3.5 trillion. It will be slashed. Members of Black Lives Matter protesting Carmine's restaurant in New York City. Chaos erupted outside the famous Italian restaurant when three African-American women allegedly attacked a hostess after being asked to see a vax card, BLM claiming Carmine's is racist and should be shut down. The whole thing is ridiculous, but this is the age we live in when pressure groups can try to cancel human beings and businesses. In a moment, a vicious political feud, Pelosi versus Trump. Right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, feuding in politics. There have been some good ones throughout history. Hamilton Burr, Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Richard Nixon, and pretty much everybody. But today, the most vicious feud is between Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. Now, you may remember, Speaker Pelosi tore up President Trump's State of the Union address on February 4th, 2020, an act of gross disrespect. So, Donald Trump has had some very public words about Nancy Pelosi. For example, in May 2019, Mr. Trump, as president, said, quote, "Crazy Nancy, I've been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it. She's a mess. She's disintegrating, unquote. In June, the next month, Mr. Trump said, quote, I think she's a disgrace. I don't think she's a talented person. I've tried to be nice to her because I would have liked to have gotten some deals done. She's incapable of doing deals. She's a nasty, vindictive, horrible person, unquote from Donald Trump. One more. May 2020, Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems. She's got a lot of mental problems, unquote. Well, Speaker Pelosi then had her turn on Donald Trump. February 2020, quote, he has shredded the truth. He's shredding the Constitution with his conduct. The president is an ongoing threat to our national security. May 2020, he's morbidly obese. September 2020, he knows he's crazy. It's so self-evident. Everything he calls anybody lazy, crazy, I think it's a really sad, sick situation. So you can see the level of discourse between Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. So why does it matter now with Mr. Trump out of office? Well, because Donald Trump wants to run for president again. And it's possible. That means that Nancy Pelosi and most other Democrats are going to launch perhaps the worst slime campaign in the history of this country. And Donald Trump is not going to pull back. He will confront it slime for slime. So that is a possibility 2 years from now. The Democrats really despise Donald Trump. Everybody knows that. And Donald Trump, on his part, it's personal with him as well, especially toward Speaker Pelosi. So this is not going to get any better, and it may get a lot worse, and that hurts the country. Once again, Donald Trump does want to run for president again. He told me that. Whether that will be possible, I don't know. We'll know a year from now. But if it happens, expect a bloodbath in that campaign. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Please check out my book, Killing the Mob. And in a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this date in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued one of the most important executive orders in the history of the United States. The 100-word statement known as the Emancipation Proclamation. Here's how Lincoln's order came about. After his first election, Abe did not believe the president had the constitutional authority to end slavery, claiming the decision should be left to the individual states. Well, that changed after the outbreak of the Civil War when the South seceded from the Union. The president issued his proclamation not as the chief executive, but as the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy. According to Mr. Lincoln, he now had the power to free enslaved people as, quote, a fit and necessary war measure for suppressing said rebellion, unquote. On September 22, 1862, President Lincoln issued the following declaration, quote, all persons held as slaves within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall be then thenceforward and forever free, unquote. Now, the proclamation applied to 3.5 million enslaved African Americans held captive across the country. The statement outraged many whites, who saw it as the beginning of a race war. It energized abolitionists, however, and undermined Europeans that wanted to intervene to help the Confederacy. And here's something else you might not know. While the Emancipation Proclamation did end slavery in the South, slavery was allowed to continue in other parts of the country. Lincoln's executive order as commander-in-chief applied only to 10 states in open rebellion. It did not cover the 500,000 slaves living in Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. Those states did not secede. Eventually, of course, everyone was freed under the 13th Amendment. Back after this.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.